you won't. You have a certain level of alcohol in your blood, you are not legal to drive. So just a little bit of good news we're going to end off with in the final few minutes of the show is an interview with Pippa. It's good news for dads. According to EWN, parents will be entitled to take 10 days of parental leave once a calendar year after enactments to current law. The amendments were made to the Unemployment Insurance and Basic Conditions Employment Act were promulgated, becoming law. So that means dads can now, and parents can now take 10 days of parental leave once a calendar year, according to Eyewitness News. Pippa spoke to employment law expert Anil Bezuidenhout earlier this year and answered frequently asked questions about parental leave, and we're going to play that now, so all the fathers out there, take a listen.
November last year, President Cyril Ramaphosa signed the Labour Relations and Labour Amendment Act, which, amongst many other actions, finally cemented a new father's entitlement to 10 days of paternity leave. But how is it actually going to work? That is a question one of our listeners asked me in an email a couple of weeks ago. He is fully in support of the concept, thinks it's an incredibly positive development. But he said to me, as an employer, I don't really know where I stand. I don't feel confident about how to apply this new policy. Was he expected to swallow the cost, he asked, or is the UIF? If it is the latter, is it going to work the same as maternity leave benefits do? Is it going to impact on the existing entitlement of family responsibility leave that is already there? Well, we thought we'd put those questions and a few others to somebody who really knows the ins and outs of this new law and how it's going to work in practice. And that somebody is Anli Bezuidenhout, who joins me on the line now, Senior Associate in the Employment Practice at legal firm Cliff Decker Hofmeyr. Anli, thank you so much for your time and welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's start with that big question that our listener asked, the issue of who has to pay the new father for those 10 days. It's the UIF, correct? Not their employer.
It's correct. It's going to work exactly the same as maternity leave benefits. So your employee would have to claim that from the Department of Labor.
From the Department of Labor. Okay. And it is 10 days that they are allowed to claim. Can they expect 100% payout of their salary for that 10 days, or is it partial as it can be with maternity leave?
It's partial. So at the moment, the bill or the act that's been signed says up to 66%, and then there's that income threshold as well, that there's a certain roof over and above which you can't earn, but it will be partial.
Okay. Now, I know many women choose to negotiate with their employer a co-payment of some type to make up the balance, as it were. Will the same be possible for men in this case?
It will. So that's actually a good idea for employers to engage with their employees to see whether or not they would be willing to fill up, where most employers, what they do is they'll fill you up from 66 up until 100%,
okay.
And then just put a work back agreement in place to say, should you leave within 12 months, you can work that back, which is also a good idea for employers for parental leave, just to put some protection in place for the finances or for the financial assistance that you provide.
Okay, now let's talk about the employer's role here. So they need to amend their employment contracts, for one, to make them compliant with this and to recognize the existence of this paternity leave. What else does a good employer need to do to make sure that they're on the right side of the law here?
So the first thing is employers should take note that whether or not they're going to acknowledge this right in their policies and their contracts, it exists. Because the Basic Conditions of Employment Act trumps whatever is in your contract of employment.
Yeah.
As soon as that is done, I would look at the various provisions which regulates parental leave, adoption leave, and commissioning parental leave, which are the three types of leave, and to work through those provisions and understand them and to understand that it would have an impact on your family responsibility leave entitlement, and also that there's an interplay. So what this creates, which I think is long overdue, is it also creates scope for couples, regardless of whether they adopt or have a surrogate arrangement in place, to approach the employer to take leave. And they may do that in terms of the commissioning parental leave provision, for example, where one parent may say, in fact, I've taken the decision that in this relationship I will be the one to stay at home, and then the employer would need to accommodate that, unlike what the case was for maternity leave, where it was limited to females only.
Okay. So let's, speaking of that then, and that interplay between the maternity and paternity leave, the law is that a new father is entitled to 10 consecutive days of parental leave when the child is born. Does it have to be immediately after the birth of the child, or can a man decide, for example, I'd like to save those 10 days and take them after my wife goes back to work, for example, so that we have an additional 10 days of having one of the parents at home before we kick back into childbirth? childcare arrangements?
So the BCEA doesn't put a limit on when you need to take it. It does, however, say that it would commence or that it may take it from the date that an adoption order is granted or the child is born. It uses the word may, which we always interpret as giving your employer scope. I know from some personal experiences that in some cases fathers may elect to say, well, the first 3 days I'm not necessarily of much assistance and I would like to take it later.
Yes.
In our view, the Act provides the scope for you to negotiate that and to say, in fact, I can be of better assistance a bit later on. Please grant me that indulgence.
Okay, thanks for that. You mentioned the word when an adoption order is signed, so that answers the question somebody's asked on the SMS line. Does this apply to adoptive parents as well as to the natural-born father, if I can put it that way?
Yes, so it's the developments, they really are fantastic developments and they're long overdue, and it provides for parental leave, which is your 10 days that would go to a father, then adoption leave and commissioning parental leave, which actually gives you more than that. It gives you 10 consecutive weeks.
Missed the conversation while soaking up the sun?